Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Erev Shabbos Shuva, Tuf Shin Pei Aleph 5781. As we say, Tzeischem L'Shalom to 5780, and we usher in 5781. When we look back last year, 5780, and certainly the last half year, it has been a painful, difficult, trying, tumultuous year full of sickness and death, loneliness. And of course, many of us are wondering, thinking, and asking the question, how can it be? How do we understand? How do we grapple with what we have seen in front of our own eyes and what we are witnessing? And of course, as ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, believers, the children of believers, b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, we know and we recognize that, of course, in Rosh Hashanah, yikasevun, uv yom tzom kippur yechasevun, last Rosh Hashanah, yom kippur, the gzera, the machla, the pandemic, the epidemic, the COVID-19 year that we've experienced certainly is something that was sealed in the books last Yomim Norai. But we need to understand and to address it, understand how the judgment works, how the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mason work, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system of justice works, and is not just related to our situation per se, but of course each and every single year, the judgment books are open, the Sifrei Chaim and Mesim are open, and I believe if we have a better understanding as to how the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu works, we'll be able to appreciate and to take advantage and to understand what happens by Yomim Ahem Bazman Hazeh, and thus be able to prepare even better for Yom Kippur Haba Aleinu Letova. Let's start from the beginning. We're all familiar that there are four basic additions into the Shemona Esrei that we recite throughout the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The first of which reads, Zachreinu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz B'chaim, V'kosveinu B'sefer HaChaim, L'man Chalukim Chaim. We ask the Kadosh Baruch, remember us for life, the God of life, write us into the book of life for your sake, HaKadosh Baruch. And four times that word Chaim is used. And in the second insertion, within the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei, Mi chamocha av horachamim zocher yitzurav l'chayim berachamim. Again, chayim is the catchphrase, is the word that's used again. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the av rachamim, you are the Father, you are so merciful. Remember us for life. So in the first two insertions, the stress is on chayim. But now take a look in the latter two insertions at the end of Shemona Esrei. Uksov l'chayim tovim kol b'nei b'risecha. Remember us and write us a Kadosh Baruch Hu l'chayim tovim for a good life, all of your people. And finally, in the brach of Sim Shalom, b'sefer chayim brach of Shalom, ufarnasa tov, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, put us into the book of life. A good life and peace. And if you look and read carefully, you may have heard already in the first two insertions, the Zechreinu, the remembrances for Chayim, Stam, plain old life. But in the latter two insertions, we say Chayim Tovim, a good life. And both the Vilna Gaon and the Ramchal and the Maamar Chachma and the Gra in Likutei Agra, page Shenun, ask the question, why the distinction? And why the difference in the first brachos where we only focus and stress Chayim, life, as opposed to the latter brachos in Shemona Esrei, where the insertion focuses on Chayim, Tovim, a good life? What's the significance? What is being taught to us here? And what can we learn from the distinction between Chayim, life, and Chayim, Tovim? Before sharing with you the approach of the Gra and the Ramchal, let's go back to the basics in order to appreciate what it is exactly that the Shemona Esrei is telling us, the additions are telling us, and to better appreciate really the Yesod of the Ramchal and the Vilna Gaon. The Gemara says, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amabez, Amrav Krispidoi, Amrav Yochanan, Shlosha Sfarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. There are three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel rishayim gemurim, one book of the absolutely wicked. Ve'echad shel tzadikim gemurim, a second book of the absolutely perfectly righteous. Ve'echad shel beinonim, and a third book of the beinonim. Some in the middle, somewhere between Rasha and Tzadik, it's a discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly a beinoni is, the Rambam understands, it's 50-50. You're right there in the middle. Tzadikim gemurim, Nichtavim v'nechtamim la'alte l'chaim. The absolutely perfect tzaddik, the absolutely righteous, that individual is written and sealed for a life immediately on Rosh Hashanah. Rishayim Gemurim, the absolutely wicked, are signed, sealed, and delivered, says the Gemara, la'alter la'misa, momentarily on Rosh Hashanah. There's no need to wait. There's no aseres yimei tshuva. Nichtavim v'nechtamim la'alter la'misa. The Rishayim Gemurim are signed, sealed, and delivered absolutely, positively on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara continues, beinonim, the mediocre, tluyim v'omdim b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. We stand in abeyance, somewhere in the middle. The scales are tilting up and down, but it's so weighted and so equivalent in the middle. Zachu nechtavim l'chayim, lo zachu nechtavim l'misa. If that individual, that mediocre person is worthy, he will then be written in the Sefer Chayim. But if not, lo aleinu chalila, that person will be written in the book of death, nechtavim l'misa. And Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Mabez, asks the question that we're all wondering. Really? Is that really, really true? Look around the world. We see tzaddikim suffering. And we see Rishayim thriving. Tzaddik viralo, Rasha v'tovlo. We see that the tzaddik have difficulties, pain, and suffering throughout the gamut of their year and their lives. We've seen such tzaddikim who've been taken away from us this past year. Rishayim, the wicked, those who don't act properly, those who don't follow in the path of Torah, whether it's ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaver, they seem to thrive. They seem to be okay. Says Tosos, it doesn't make sense. It can't be. How do we understand Reb Kruspedoy? That Rishayim are nechtavim, nechtamim l'misa. Tzadikim are nechtamim, nechtamim l'chaim. It can't be. It's not true. We don't see with our own eyes that that's the case. And Tosos goes on to prove this from Gemara's Maseches Kiddushin, Lamedes Mabez, where we see that the righteous flourish. And we see that the tzadikim often suffer, so it's not an absolute. And we see that the Rishayim also succeed, and they also have pain and difficulties. So how does it work out? It's not a pact. It's not a fact. And listen to the words of Tosfos, the answers to this question. V'kol zeh dekari hacha gabi Rishayim misa, v'gabi tzadikim chaim. That which the Gemara says about a Rasha, that they will be signed and sealed for misa, and a tzadik will be signed and sealed for chaim, for life. Klomar? L'chaye ha'olam haba. Says Tosfos, it's not talking about the din of Olam Hazeh. It's not talking about the judgment of this world. When Rav Kruspedoy says, Shlosha Svarm Niftachim Rosh Hashanah, three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah, the Rishayim, the Tzadikim, and the Beinonim, and there's a signage that takes place, and there's a stamp that seals the fate of the Tzadik, the Rosh, and the Beinoni. Says Tosfos, has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. You know what it has to do with? It has to do with Olam Haba and Rosh Hashanah. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah L'chaye Olam Haba takes place. This is the opinion, this is the position of Tosfos, a very unique, independent position in the Rishonim, as you'll see momentarily, all the Rishonim argue on the opinion of Tosfos. You should be aware of the Mekubalim, the Ramah Mipanu and Asara Ma'amaros, in the Sefer Shari Ora and other Sifrei Mikubalim, they seem to posit like the position of Tosfos, but in the classical Rishonim, as I'll share with you momentarily, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all argue on Tosfos. And listen to why they argue on Tosfos. They ask five different questions on Shitas Tosfos. Number one, what does the din of Rosh Hashanah have to do with Olam Haba? Each and every single year, Miyichya Yumiyamos Nisan Etokef, all the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are referring to Olam Hazeh. We're not talking about the judgment of Olam Haba. What does Olam Haba have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Number two, if indeed we are talking about the din of Olam Haba, if that is what Rit Kispidoy is teaching us about the Shlosha Svarm Niftachim, why is a person we judge yearly about Olam Haba? If we've taken care of that in Tafshin Ayin Tes, if we took care of that in Tafshin Pei, so what do I need Yom Kippur this year for vis-a-vis the judgment of Olam Haba? It's sealed, it's finished, it's done. Question number three, if we're talking about the din of Olam Haba, asks the Rashba, what happens if a person receives a positive judgment for Olam Haba, and then later, that year, or later, some years later, a person sins terribly? How will that affect their din of Olam Haba? If 3 years ago they received a positive judgment for Olam Haba, and they were written, signed, sealed, and delivered to the book of Tzadikim, so how could it be that that person is signed, sealed, and delivered for Olam Haba? The person has their whole life to make mistakes, L'Aleinu. Of course we all make mistakes, asks the Rashba. How can Tosfos understand that this is talking about the din of Olam Haba? Olam Haba is 120. If a person is 19, 20, 30, 40, 60, 70, 80, 90, there's still more time. So how can I be judged for Olam Haba when my life still has years to come? Furthermore, question number four. If we're talking about the din of Olam Haba, does that mean that the year of somebody's patira, the year of somebody's death, that they'll only be judged between Rosh Hashanah and the moment of their death? Is that possible? That what we think is the din, the judgment of Olam Haba, really that when the Gemara says that you'll sit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll be nichnas ledin, lachar mea ve'esrim, that he's going to only be judged between Rosh Hashanah that year and his death? So if a person dies in Tammuz or Av, so that means that the judgment of Olam Haba is just going to be 3 months, Tammuz, Av, and Elul? Is that what we're saying? These are the questions that the Rishonim are bothered by on Shitas Tosfos. And as a result, the Ramban, in two places, in his Drasha for Rosh Hashanah, Oshei, as well as in his classic Shar HaGmul, where the Ramban deals with some of these esoteric philosophical issues in terms of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in terms of Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, etc., argues vehemently against the opinion of Tosfos. The Ramban writes as follows, and he asks the same question. And he says, Nimtza kol aksuvim b'sefer ha-chayim, everything that we're talking about, what Chris Bedoy means, the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, shezachu lios ad Rosh Hashanah haba kulam tzadikim bedinam, v'chol ha-nechtavim b'sefer ha-meisim shiyamusu b'shanahi kulam r'sham gmurim bedinam. Says the Ramban, when we use the words tzaddikim and rishayim, the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Reb Chris Bedoy, it doesn't mean a tzaddik as a person. It doesn't mean a rasha as a person. We're not talking about the human being. Is this person categorized as a righteous person? Is this person categorized as a wicked person? That's not what it means, tzaddik and rasha in the Gemara. It means tzaddik bedino. Did this individual have a judgment that is positive, that allows this person to succeed and live another year? He's nitzdak bedino. He passes the judgment and he passes muster, and therefore that person is nitzdak bedino. He's seen justice and righteousness in his decision. Rasha bedino means that somebody didn't receive a good punishment and as a good judgment, and as a result he's rasha bedino. He's considered to be punished like a wicked person, and therefore the Ramban answers Tosfos' question differently. Don't we see people tzaddikim who are suffering? Don't we see rishayim who are flourishing? Says the Ramban, yes, you do. But when the Gemara says tzaddikim and rishayim are judged to life and to death, it's not talking about a tzaddik per se. It's talking about whether a person will receive a tzaddik din or a rasha din. Says the Ramban, you could be a tzaddik, but you could receive a din of a rasha, because tzaddik viralo in this world. And says the Ramban, you could be a rasha and receive the judgment of a tzaddik, because rasha v'tovlo. And says the Ramban, that's what's happening in this world. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah of Shlosha Svarim Niftachim is a judgment for Olam Hazeh. But we don't always understand how a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs his system of judgment. But what we do know, says the Ramban, is that you could have a tzaddik who will receive a difficult, painful judgment, and that's what we call a Rasha Bedino. And a Rasha, a wicked person, can receive a good judgment, and that's called Tzaddik Bedino. And therefore the Ramban really addresses a greater, bigger philosophical question, that indeed we see Tzaddikim suffering, and we see Rishayim flourishing. That's because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, because ultimately, in the future, the tables will turn. And the Rasha who receives his punishment in this world as a Tzaddik Bedino will suffer in the world to come. And a tzaddik who receives a din of a rasha b'olam hazeh and suffers miserably will receive a world to come that's secure of a tzaddik. And therefore we have a basic machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. How do you understand the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, of Chris Bedoy's din, or Shlosh Svarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah? According to Tosfos, that judgment is a judgment of olam haba. It's a futuristic judgment. But according to the Ramban, absolutely, positively not, because it can't be that olam haba has what to do with Rosh Hashanah on an annual basis, and therefore the Ramban says that the judgment that we're talking about is a judgment of Olam Hazeh, of this world. There are difficulties, of course, with either opinion. The opinion of the Ramban is difficult because we're calling a Rasha Bedino and a Tzaddik Bedino a Rasha and a Tzaddik. That's hard to understand. The Rishonim asked that question on the Ramban. You'll take a look in the Ritva and the Rashba and the Ran, all to Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Mabez, that ask this question on the Ramban. How could you call a person a tzaddik and a rasha, but at the end of the day, they're receiving a judgment which is just pumfakert? That's a problem. But there is a more fundamental problem that's difficult, both according to Tosfos, as well as according to the Ramban. And that is that the Gemara, on Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, one page earlier, quotes the Mishnah, the Tana Deber Bishmal. V'yarba prakim ha'olam nidon. The world is judged four times annually. B'Pesach ha'latvua. The grains are judged on Pesach. Ba'atzeres ha'peres ha'ilan. On Shavuos, there's a judgment on the fruits of the tree. B'chag nidonim alamayim. On Sukkos, we are judged the waters. However, v'adam nidon b'rosh Hashanah. Ugzar din shelo nechtam b'yom ha'kipurim. Every single person, Adam nidam Rosh Hashanah, kol ba'i olam, all mankind is judged on Rosh Hashanah. V'nechtam b'yom ha'kipurim, and the signing and the stamp takes place in Rosh Hashanah. Thus, according to the Mishnah, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, the earlier source, indicates very clearly, Rosh Hashanah yikasevun b'yom tzom kippur yechasemun. And Rosh Hashanah is the writing, and Yom Kippur is the signing. So if that's the case, how could it be that according to the Rab Kruspidoy and Tezayin and the days, at Tzadik and Rosh could be signed, sealed, delivered on Rosh Hashanah proper? It doesn't shtim. It doesn't jive. The Gemara Tezayin and Bebeis doesn't shtim with the Gemara Tezayin and Aleph. How could Rav Kruspidoy say that a tzaddik will be nechta v'nechtam l'chaim in Rosh Hashanah? How could Rav Kruspidoy say that a rasha could be nechta v'nechtam l'misa in Rosh Hashanah? The Mishnah, the earlier source, is just the opposite. Rosh Hashanah yichasevun. Ubiyom tzom kippur yichasevun. And that's everybody. This question is asked by the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. And Bira Grata Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Tzim Tuf Kuf Pei Beis asks this stira in Sugyas, the question between Rav Kruspidoy and Tana D'Rabbi Yishmael. And if you take a look at the Vilna Gaon says that it's dependent upon the opinions of the Ramban and Tosfos. Says the Gra, according to the Ramban, that the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is all about Olam Hazeh, this question is even more challenging according to the Ramban. Because the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah yikasevun, b'yom tzom kippur yechasevun. On Rosh Hashanah, there will be the writing. On Yom Kippur, there will be the signing. So if there's a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, vis-a-vis the writing versus the signing of one's judgment of Olam Hazeh, how could you understand Rav Kruspidoy that takes place fully for a Rosh and a Tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah? You have to wait till Yom Kippur for everybody. Thus, the Gra says that he doesn't understand the Ramban, but according to Tosos, you could explain it, says the Gra as follows. There are two judgments. There's a judgment on Rosh Hashanah of Olam Hazeh, and there's a judgment on Rosh Hashanah of Olam Haba. And says the Gra both in the Bi'ar Gra to Shulchan Aruch Siman Tavkuf Pei Beis, as well as the Likutei Gra at Page Shinun, that's the Pshat in Tosfos. That Rav Kruspidoy's Halacha, and Rav Kruspidoy's Yesod, Shlosh Yisfarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah, Rishayim Gemurim, Tzadikim Gemurim, and Beinonim. Rishayim are signed, sealed, delivered on Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim are signed, sealed, and delivered L'chaim on Rosh Hashanah. That's a judgment of Olam Haba. And that's taken care of on Rosh Hashanah. The Tzadik and the Rasha, their entire fate for the world to come is finished, is sealed on Rosh Hashanah. They don't need Yom Kippur. They don't need Aseres Yemei Teshuva. According to the ground, according to the opinion of Tosfos, for Rosh and Tzadik, the world's judgment of Olam Haba is taken care of. But then, says the Vilna Gaon, there's a second judgment. There's a judgment of Olam Hazeh. And that is what Tana D'Rei Rabbi Shmuel say, that's for everybody, a tzaddik, a rasha, and a beinoni. The judgment of Olam Hazeh, that takes place, the writing of it, Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun, and on Yom Tzom Kippur Yechasevun, that's for everybody. And thus the Gros says that we can now understand the opinion of Tosfos, that according to Tosos, that's why Tosos is forced and is pushed to understand the opinion of Kruspidoy of Shlosh Yisfarim Niftachim as the judgment of Rosh Hashanah of Olam Haba. Because that's what Rav Kruspidoy is talking about. That's the Shlosh Yisfarim Niftachim. But according to Tosos, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a judgment of Olam Hazeh. Thus, according to the Gra's understanding of Tosos, and you can take a look as well, in the Tosos Arash, the Maseches Rosh Hashanah, at Zayin and Beis, who basically says the same exact thing, that, and I'll read, Hilkach, Haychayim Umisa, Dika Amar, the Chayim and Misa, the life and death that we're talking about, says the Tosos Rosh, according to Rav Kruspidoy, Dika Amar, Haynu Chaye HaOlam Haba, Umisas HaOlam Haba. We're talking about the world to come. Dima'oro Shelo, Ugzeiros of Shoshana Zu, because ultimately, one's judgment for Olam Hazeh, tluyim ba is based upon the judgment of Olam Haba, says the Tosfos Rosh. So therefore, according to Tosfos' understanding and the interpretation of the Tosfos Rosh, and according to the Vilna Gaon, they understand that there are two levels of judgment on Rosh Hashanah. One for Olam Haba and one for Olam Hazeh. According to the Gra, we have gained two phenomenal things according to this approach. We now understand the distinction in the tefillos of Shmona Esrei between Chayim and Chayim Tovim. Says the Vilna Gaon, when the first two insertions are stated, Zachreinu l'chaim, melech chafetz b'chaim, v'kosveinu b'sefer chaim, l'manch elokim chaim, michamoch avarachim, imzoch yitzuv l'chaim, brachim, says the God, that's talking, we're asking, Kodesh Baruch, remember us for life, for olam haba. That's chayim, the ultimate life, the chaye ha'olam haba, says the Vilna Gaon, that's what we're asking for, because the first judgment of Rosh Hashanah is about olam haba. And later in Shmona Esrei, we say, "Ksov l'chaim tovim kol bnei misecha." Anachnu v'cholam chabeisir l'chaim tovim. L'shom, the word tovim, good, is referencing olam hazeh. We want a good life. We want success. We want bounty. We want sustenance. We want financial security. Our parents should be healthy. Our children should be healthy. Everything should go well. That's chayim tovim. And thus, at the end of the Shmona Esrei, we ask for chayim tovim, a good, healthy, positive olam hazeh. So thus the Gra says that that's the Pshat, and the Ramchal says the same exact thing in Maimar HaChachma. Ulam, al kol ha-gzeiros ha-eila, regarding the gzeiros of Olam Hazem, mispalam uksov l'chaim tovim, v'chein b'sefer chaim bracha v'shal miskar nechatev l'fanech l'chaim tovim l'shalom, says the Ramchal, say the Gra, that that's the difference in the Shmona Esrei. Chaim is a reference to Chai Olam Haba, and Chaim Tovim is a reference to Olam Hazeh, because on Rosh Hashanah, according to the Gra's understanding of Tosfos, which is the Tosfos Rosh as well, the Pshat is that there are two judgments taking place on Rosh Hashanah. But we're marviach something else, according to the Gra. And that is that the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tovkuf Bei Beis, the famous minig that we have, Leil Rosh Hashanah, Nohagim Shekol Echad Omer Lechavero, Lashana Toiva Tekasev. The custom is that one should greet his fellow and say, Lashana Tova Tikasev. And you're listening and you're wondering, really, I don't say that. I say, Lashana Tova Tikasev Itechasev. You should be signed and sealed. And that indeed is what the Magen Avraham says, commenting on this Rama, that you should say, Tekasev Itechasev. He says you should be machzik everybody like a tzaddik. According to Rav Krispidoy, he says, and he understands, the Magen Avraham, they say, Lashana Tova Tikasev Itechasev, should be sealed, signed, written all on Rosh Hashanah. But says the Vilna Gaon, that can't be the pshat in the Rama. The reason why the Rama says, Lashana Tova Tikasev, because when one fellow greets his neighbor, his family member, the bracha that we're giving you is can't be a bracha for Olam Haba. Who am I to bless you for Olam Haba? I'm not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But I could bless my friend vis-a-vis Olam Hazeh. And says the Rama, do you know what happens on Rosh Hashanah? One thing. It's Tana D'Rabbi Yishmael. We write, is written into the book of life. Only the writing takes place on Rosh Hashanah. The signing, that takes place in Yom Kippur. Therefore, Noagim Shkolechar Omla Chavel Hashanah Tova Tikasev. And if you take a look in the Biargon Shulchan Aruch right there in the Rama, he says that the Rama is paskening like Tosfos. You could only understand according to Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, Rav Krispidoy, Shlosh Esram Nechtavim, Tzadikim and Rashaim being signed, sealed, and delivered, either Lechaim, Levavas, and Rosh Hashanah, that's about Olam Haba. I don't bless my friend about Olam Haba. The judgment of Olam Hazeh, that only takes place, the writing on Rosh Hashanah, and the signing on Yom Kippur. Therefore, says the Gro, we can now understand the Pshat in the Rabbah, Nogin Shekolechar, Omer Lechavel, Hashanah, Tovet, Tikasev, stop. You don't say Teichasem. Because the Ksiva and the Chasima, that's something unique to Rosh Hashanah for Tzaddikim and Rashaim regarding Olam Haba. But regarding Olam Hazeh, which is what we are benching each other with, Leil Rosh Hashanah, you say Tekasev. The minhag for many is to say, Lashana Tova Tekasev, Tekasev, like the Magen Avraham, who understands basically like the Ramban, that Rav Krispidoy is also talking about Olam Hazeh, and therefore you want nachon shiachziku letzadik, you want to be machzik your friend as a righteous person, shenachtam la'alter l'chaim. That's the Magen Avraham, and if you look at most machzorim seem to posit like the position of the Magen Avraham, the Chayodam, The Mishnah Brura, Mat Ephraim, seem to take the position of the Magen Ram. They should say Tekasev Techasev. But according to the Gra, it's much, much more mistaber, based upon our presentation, just to say Tekasev, at least according to Tosos and according to the Tosos Arash, that the distinction between the two Gemaras is Rav Krispidoy is talking about the judgment of Olam Haba, and according to Tana de Bishmal is talking about the judgment of Olam Hazeh. What we still need to explain and understand, which is most difficult, the most troubling, is why is it that there are two levels of judgment on Rosh Hashanah? Why do we need both a judgment of Olam Haz and Olam Haba? Like the Rishonim asked, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, and the Ran, and Tosfos, what does Olam Haba have to do with Rosh Hashanah? And if we are talking about Olam Haba, why is a person required to be judged yearly about Olam Haba and Rosh Hashanah? And according to the Rashba, if I'm judged positively in Tafshin Pei, if there are mistakes made in the future, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, does that mean my Olam Haba secured? But I made mistakes. How do we understand this? If you take a look in the Sefer Sifsei Chaim in Chelek Aleph, Amud Kuf Beis, Reb Chaim Friedlander explains, based upon the Ramchal and the Gra, the opinion of Tosus as follows. Says the Reb Chaim Friedlander, Kmo b'malchusa da'ara derech ha-mishpat hu shebetchila koveya ha-bezdin im neshem zeh hu zakei u'chayav. Just like in a court of law, in the system of justice in this world, the court has to decide upon one's innocence or guilt. V'achar kach kovim es midas ha-onesh. And only then, after, do we decide a person's guilt or innocence, do we decide the punishment. That's the way the courts work here. A court sits, a court contemplates, a court hears the pleadings, and a court has to make a decision, a beis din has to make a decision, is this person guilty or innocent? Once that decision is made, then you can mete out the punishment. Says Reb Chaim Friedlander, Chein hu adin b'Rosh Hashanah. The same thing happens in Rosh Hashanah. Tchilas adin b'chalukos b'adam l'shloshet sugim. The first thing that we do in Rosh Hashanah is decide a person's innocence or guilt. And that's what we call the din of Olam Haba. Am I a ben Olam Haba? Or am I a ben Olam Hazeh? Where do I belong? Where is my surrounding? What am I connected to? And if you look throughout Shas, and the Svarim, the words that are often used are a ben olam haba, a ben bias, a ben yeshiva. Being a ben yeshiva or a ben bias doesn't mean Reb Chaim Friedlander says that I'm in yeshiva per se, or I'm in this house per se. What it means is that I'm connected to this house. I'm connected to this yeshiva even 20 years or decades later. I'm a Talmud of this yeshiva even 70 years later. That's where I learned. That's who I'm connected to. And thus, that's the pshat and what Tosfos means. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah is about Olam Haba. Am I a ben Olam Haba? Am I shaykh to the other world? Am I an Hashanatika person? And if the judgment for that is positive, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now I could decide your guilt or your innocence. Now I can make a decision regarding your Olam Hazeh. But I first have to decide, are you a ben Olam Haba? Once that decision is made, vis-a-vis where I'm holding, ki'ilu, guilt or innocence, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu could decide, he's a ben Olam Haba? Well, this year I'm going to give him Chayim Tovim. This person is a ben Olam Haba, I'm going to have him suffer a little bit. Sadik v'ralo. And then a person could be deciding, you know, this person is not a ben olam haba. And then a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, he's not a ben olam haba, therefore he's going to suffer. And there's going to be difficulties and challenges and pain and suffering. But then a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Yes, it's true that this person is not a ben olam haba, but I'm going to give him some olam haba now and olam haza in order that this person will suffer in olam haba. That says, Reb Chaim Friedland, the Sifsei Chaim, is the pshat and the Ramchal and the Gra. And as I mentioned, is really the pshat of the Tosfos Rush. As he writes, that once a person's determination of Olam Haba is made, then Gzeiros of Shalshana Zu Tluyba. She goes from Alatzadik Gzeiros Kashos. This person is a Ben Olam Haba. Therefore, we're going to give this Tzadik Gzeiros Kashos Bolam Azeli Farmi Men Avonosav in order that this person's Averos will be get taken care of, and then ultimately the Tzadik will flourish incredibly in Olam Haba. Ula Rasha goes from Xeros Tovas, and the Rasha will receive bounty, success, even a swimming pool in their backyard, Litilo Sachar Mitzvos of Olam Hazeh, to give them a reward for the few mitzvos that they did in this world. And then ultimately that person will suffer in the world to come. Thus, the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, as the Sifsei Chaim speaks out, according to Tosos, the Tosos Rosh, the Gra and the Ramchal is a twofold judgment. Is a judgment of Olam Haba in order to determine one's Olam Hazeh. If a person is Shaykh to Olam Haba, if a person is part of the world to come, if my life is connected to Olam Haba, then such a person ultimately will have the determination, Mirtz Hashem, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant him a Chayim, that's a Chayim Tovim. We see and we know there's so many people who are Bnei Olam Haba, who live in a world of Olam Haba. Famously, the Piazetzna Rebbe writes in his diary, Tzav Aziruz, when he turned 40, all he wanted to be was just to be a Ben Olam Haba. That's all he wanted. There are certain people that their whole yearning and pining is just to be Olam Haba. They live a life of Torah, of Tefillah, of Chesed. They're surrounded just by Olam Haba. Their whole world is a Shtender. Their whole world is a Sefer. The whole world is a Chumash and a Siddur. That defines them. That's what it means to be a Ben Olam Haba. Im yeh nidachacha b'kzeh ha-shamayim, like the Pasuk says, if we will be heavenly people, the way the Baal Shem Tov understands the Pasuk, if we're b'kzeh ha-shamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha, misham yikachecha, that's who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will collect. We have to think and contemplate on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Are we Bnei Olam Haba? Because there's a judgment of who we are. What are we connected to? Is the pull of the neshama versus the guf, that the guf is overtaking the neshama and therefore more shaykh to Olam Hazeh? Or is the push that the neshama is overtaking the guf and therefore a Ben Olam Haba? That, says the Gra, the Ramchal, the Tosfos Rosh, and the Sifsei Chaim, is really what's taking place in the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. And that's what Rav Kruspedoy means, Shlosh Sfarim Niftachim, according to Tosfos, it's a judgment of Olam Haba. And yes, Olam Haba has absolutely everything to do with Rosh Hashanah. Even though Olam Haba is Lacha Me'avasrim, and even though there could be mistakes that are made after this year, and the judgment will be forced to be changed. But nonetheless, according to Rav Kruspedoy, the Pshat, according to Tosfos, is that my determination of am I a Ben Olam Haba or not, that will determine my judgment in Olam Hazeh, and therefore we can understand the split in the insertions of Shemona Esrei, the first two, just Chayim, because they are asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, I want to be a Ben Olam Haba. Kasveinu b'sefer Chayim, l'manach l'kim Chayim, zachreinu l'chayim, that's Olam Haba, zoch yitzuv l'chayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be a Ben Olam Haba. And once that determination is made, then the latter two insertions, Chayim Tovim, should all be written. Anachnu mecholamcha beis Yisrael Chayim Tovim l'shon, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know I'm a Ben Olam Haba, and I know it could go either way. I could be, you could decide Tzadik v'Rasha. You could decide Tzadik and I will flourish. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a Ben Olam Haba, and I want Chayim Tovim. I want success. I want Parnasa. I want Naches from children and grandchildren. Give me everything I need in this world, even though my determination of a Ben Olam Haba is positive. And that, says the Gra as well, as I explained, is the Pshat in the Ramah, why the only thing that's noted, Leil Rosh Hashanah, in the famous Minog, is Lashana Tova Tikasev, because that bracha, that we bench each other, is a bracha of Rosh Hashanah, of Olam Hazeh, and that only takes place on Rosh Hashanah, the Ksiva, as opposed to the Chasima, which is finalized on Yom Kippur. As I mentioned, many are thinking and are trying to understand and to grapple with the challenges that we've had this past year. And how do we understand the encouragement and the health and the medical community's advice for us in the coronavirus? Take care of ourselves, social distancing, wear masks, stay safe. And the Chazal say it, the Gemara is explicit, Dever Bir Kenes, we have to be very careful and cautious. Stay home, don't leave, quarantine, sequester. How and why is that true? If a person has been signed, sealed, and delivered, and all of the determination that takes place in the books of HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes place in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so who cares what I do throughout the course of the year? What does it make a difference if I sequester and I hide and I quarantine, or if I go out and about and do whatever I do? Why should that make a difference? The determination has been made. This question is raised by the Rishonim, and the most explicitly is the Rashbash. The Rashbash in his Tshuvas, Simur Kuf Tzari Hey, I'll read you his question, asks the question that maybe some of you are asking. Sheila, Hanisa Bimea Dever. Dever, epidemics were a problem throughout the course of history. And we know that Chazal tell us, says the Rashbash, that you should run when there's Dever by ear, when there's a plague in your city, run. Im Toil Adam alone, is there any advantage to doing that? Shem nechtab Rosh Hashanah lemisa. If a person will be written on Rosh Hashanah lemisa, matoe lenu hanisa. What is running help? V'nichtav l'chaim lo tazikenu amida. And if I'm signed, sealed, and delivered on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for a good life, for a chaim tovim, well, why can't I just go about my day, walk around the way I always do? This is the question that the Rashbash asks, and listen to his answer. Says the Rashbash, kol adam yesh lo ketz katsuv nispar yemei chayav. Every person receives a certain amount of years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a termination. This is the amount of years that Chaim Yankel is going to live. This is the amount of years that Rivka Leah is going to live. Every individual is given a set amount of years. Mitchilas b'riyasa, from the beginning of life. Alkein omer ani lefi kotze sichli, says the Rashbash, l'ani ustaiti, according to my humble opinion. Somebody who doesn't have a onesh, a punishment that is deserving of a death penalty. That person will just keep on living their regularly allotted amount of years. Ubrash Hashana ain't need the lo b'chayim v'lo b'misa. Such a person, there's not going to make a difference what is going to be written on Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to be judged on Rosh Hashanah. Avol nishar laketz akatzuv ubetom kitzo yamos im ain lo avera mechayevas arichas yamim. Says the Rashbash something which is startling at first, but if you take a look in the Ramban and Shar Hagmul, he says the same thing, that there's a determination that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has for how many years a person is going to live. And Rosh Hashanah, if a person did not do something absolutely terrible, that individual will continue to live their life according to their allotment, but will not be affected by the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. And then, says the Rashbash, the question that we're all asking, if that's the case, how do you understand Rav Kuspidoi? How do we understand the judgment of Rosh Hashanah? If there's just a general allotment that we receive, and I don't do anything terribly wrong, and I don't have an avera mechayeves misa, what's Rosh Hashanah about? And the Rashbash says, "Ve'eino hores b'mayim Rabbi Krispidoy." My suggestion and my position is not in the way, and does not negate the opinion of Rabbi Krispidoy. Because those who are written in the book of death, they did something wrong that forces Hashem's card to sign them in the book of death. And those who are written in the book of life, those are the people who have reached a certain amount of years and they continue to live. And they have a certain mitzvah that they continue to do that allows them to pass through year by year. So therefore, the death sentence is because a person did something terribly wrong. A life sentence is because a person continues to live their life according to the allotment that they were given at the beginning of their birth. And then says the Rashbash, v'achaluka hashlishis, there's a third category. V'hishemidas dinam lochiv azeh, loze veloze, v'lo dibar behem achacha. And there's a third category. And there's a third category of people that the midas hadin, that the judgment will not determine life or death altogether. And indeed, says the Rashbash, that's how you have to understand the requirement to run during a plague, an epidemic, a pandemic. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't know if you're the tzaddik or if you're the rasha. You don't know who you are. And therefore, you have to assume that you're part of the chalukah shlishis, you're part of this third category. Shemidas dinam lochiv alozev alozev, that the judgment, the determination of Rosh Hashanah didn't speak to you per se. And therefore, you could keep on going and should keep on going and don't get caught up that whatever took place on Rosh Hashanah is going to earmark you one way or the other. Say the Rashbash and say the Ramban, there's certain things that are not completely and fully determined on Rosh Hashanah. And it should inspire us to recognize that we should keep on going post-Rosh Hashanah, post-Yom Kippur. Yes, there was a signing and there was a writing on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Rosh who did something terribly wrong will be written in the book of death. And the Tzaddik who did something incredible will be written in the book of life. And a person who receives their life because they have an allotment that they've been given because they're doing what they're supposed to will continue to live. But that third category is something that we have to be careful and cautious about and recognize that not everything is determined on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we have to keep on going, protecting ourselves. V'chai behem v'lo sheyamos behem. We have to keep on looking after ourselves, taking care of our neighbors, our family, and our friends to protect our lives and protect ourselves. And indeed, the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, in Shara Tefila Perek Tezayin says something very similar. He says, "Ktsasim she'enim mechuyavim as ba'ona shahu." When he's talking about a plague that took place in Trani, in a city in Italy. How do you understand plagues, epidemics? Says the Mabit, and he raises the same question that the Rashbash does. What does it make a difference? Because anyway, there's a Russia, and anyway, there's a Tzaddik, and anyway, the Sifri Chaim and Mason took care of that in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Rashbash that there's certain people that their decision of life and death have not been determined. There are certain people that make a terrible mistake. They're getting themselves into trouble by being in a makom sakana. And they're doing something inappropriate and wrong. They decide not to take it seriously. And as a result, you know what they do? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're putting yourself into a matzav of saf sakana. Says a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you made that decision. Like Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to say, if you decide to jump off of a bridge, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, set up the world in such a fashion that you will die. Yes, there's Rosh Hashanah, and yes, there's Yom Kippur, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a way that your determination of what you do with your life works in tandem with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore says the Beis Elokim that a person who was written in the book of death, the truth is it doesn't make a difference if they run for their life or don't run for life, that person will be written in the book of death. But there's certain people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines that it depends upon what they're going to do and what their decisions are going to be, that based upon that, their determination is made the Rosh Hashanah before Lamafreya, says the Beis Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how you're going to act and what you're going to do. And therefore, it works in tandem, the free will that a person has with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's predestination, work together in the respect that a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks and sees how are you going to act and what are you going to do. And based upon that, the decision of life and death is made. Therefore, a little bit of understanding maybe we have. Of course, this is well beyond our grasp, understanding how a Kadosh Baruch Hu's books and Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason work is something well beyond us. But I fully and truly believe that if we have a bit of an understanding of the way and the workings of the cosmos and how Kadosh Baruch Hu determines life and death, it could help us appreciate that this is real. That B'Shoshana Yikasevun, B'Yom Tzom Kippur Yechasevun, it's real. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it said, throughout the month of Elul would visit a court and would see and hear and listen to the pleadings and would see the litigants and would watch how the defendant would stand up and defend himself and would see how the lawyers would act and see the seriousness of the judge and would watch the jury. And then we'd go to a Beis Din and he'd watch and see how serious the judgment was and the fear in the face of the defendant and the litigants, and would recognize that the same thing is happening. Malchusa de Arakei, Malchusa de Rekia, the judgment that we see and that we notice in this world is the same judgment that's happening in the cosmos to each and every single one of us. The judgment of 5780 and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur certainly determined. And there's no question that that's when the decision was made that the Machla Neira, the terrible Magefa, the plague, the epidemic, the year of the COVID-19 is certainly a determination that was made last Rosh Hashanah. Why? That's something that we have to look in search of ourselves. We don't understand that. That's well above our pay grade, but that's not our responsibility to fully understand. But certainly each and every single one of us much understand that tshuva tzedaka utfila mavirnes ra'agzera. That's an absolute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us in no uncertain terms. He's shaking the world for at the core. Our lives are different. Everything is different. Last Rosh Hashanah, we were with family and friends sitting in shul shoulder to shoulder, sitting in sukkahs full of family and friends. And this year, many children can't go to their parents. And many parents can't sit with their children at the sukkah as it was at the Seder 6 months ago. It's real what happens in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Amrav Krispidai Shlosha Svaram Neftachim, it's a reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens these books of judgment. And there's a determination of my Olam Haba. There's a determination of my Olam Haza, and one hinges upon the other. We should strive to be Bnei Olam Haba. We should be people who are Shayach to Olam Haba. We should be people who are looking and searching to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that explains the halacha in Shulchan Aruch during Aser Simei Tshuva, the very ancient minhag halacha, that we stay away from pas akum, from eating bread of a non-Jew. And everybody asks the question, why? Mimanavshach. If it's mutter a whole year, it should be mutter naser simei tshuva. If it's an aser a whole year, so I shouldn't eat it all year. What's this trick that I'm doing? And I know the day after Yom Kippur, I'm the one that will eat pas akum. So what am I doing these 10 days of tshuva, staying away and restraining from eating pas akum? What's the significance of that? And the answer, of course, is that during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I want to be different. I want to be a person who can do that the whole year. I want to be a Ben Olam Haba. That's where my heart is. That's where my soul is. That's where my brain is. That's who I want to be. My whole yearning is to be a neshama, and that my guf should uplift my neshama should uplift my guf, and they should work together. So no, I'm not fooling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not fooling myself during Aseres Yemei Tshuva when I daven with more kavana, when I learn more, when I act with matter midos, and I'm careful not to anger and upset, and I speak more politely and carefully, and I'm kinder to others, because that's who I am, be'etzem. That's my essence. I am a person who's a neshama. And yes, I could take care and make sure that my neshama overcomes my guf. And yes, when I don't eat pas akum and I abstain for that, I'm saying that I'm ben olam haba. I'm saying that I'm a bal nefesh. I'm saying that I'm a neshama. And alokai, neshama, shenasata bi tahorahi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama you gave me is tahor. And this Rosh Hashanah, and this Yom Kippur, Haba Aleinu Latov, and this Shabbos Shua, I'm going to work. I'm going to contemplate. I'm going to think, how am I in a Neshama? I can speak to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can connect to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's who I want to be. That's where I want to be. I want to be a Ben Olam Haba. I want to be in that book of the Ben Olam Haba. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I beg you and I pray to you, please give me a Chaim Tovim. After you give me Chaim, after I want to be Shaykh to the Beis Medrash, to the Shul, to Tzadikim, and I want to be connected. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bench me with Chaim Tovim. Give me a good year of success and bounty. Allow my success of Olam Hazeh to help my world of Olam Haba that I'm living in now. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only help each and every single one of us individually, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help see healing to the entire world, to mankind, to civilization. We should see Rafua Shleim Kol Choli Yisrael, Fuas HaNefesh, Rafuas HaGuf. Everybody should have Hatzlacha, Siyata D'Shmaya, Darim Tovim, Baruch Nias, Ubegashmias. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us work in order that we see to it that we are Shaykh to the world of Olam Haba while we are in Olam Hazeh. And may we together with all of Klal Yisrael be zocha to be Ola L'Regel, to be zocha, to be see Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimhera V'Yameinu, Amen, Agmar Chasima Tova to everybody.